This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Can't believe it's Thanksgiving week already.
Yeah.
Short work week for us here. I'll be here Wednesday. I know you got to fly to your in-laws in Dallas.
Yeah, heading out to Big D, going to the game. I got the tickets.
You're going to the game?
Going to the Chiefs-Cowboys game on Thursday. Oh, yeah.
The whole family? You got, what, 10 people?
Well, I got four.
That's four is your family.
Yes.
But aren't you going to the in-laws?
Yeah.
And?
See you in 5 hours when I get back for the game.
Well, is the plan still to go all go together and tailgate?
I don't know. I literally just found out this morning that we've got the ticket, so hopefully they can do something there. And
that's
there.
A them problem.
I don't know if I want to frame it that way, but it's not a me problem. Put it that way.
That's going to be great.
I'm excited. Jen's pumped up too.
So obviously that's Thursday, and by the way, it's a huge week it's a huge day with the football. There's good matchups on Thanksgiving for a change, and that Cowboys Chiefs game is even more important now that the Cowboys were able to come back yesterday, and obviously the Chiefs were able to come back and kind of keep their season hanging on by a thread. So that's an enormous football game on Thursday.
Very surprised Kansas City came back and win. Much, 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 much smaller issue. Every time the Colts lose, that's good for the Jets.
Yep.
that helps. And can I just tell you, I mean, is there a better uniform than the one the Eagles wore yesterday?
I was actually showing my wife, like, look at that uniform.
It's phenomenal.
She's like, what is it, new? I'm like, well, no, it's old. She wasn't impressed. Forget it. And I don't care. I mean, I love those Kelly green uniforms. And I hate that the Lions were wearing black. I like the Lions.
I like the Lions. The Lions helmets were sick yesterday.
Traditional. Well, I mean, on Thanksgiving, I'm hoping we get the Honolulu blue.
I think we will.
As I heard Bob Papa describing it. BT and Sal, the fan, 888-808-1019. Carl Banks got to be happy today, no?
Carl's been a little agitated this year on the tweets and on the air. I mean, Carl's been letting it fly.
But now that
he got his wish, I guess, the chain's out.
Yeah.
I mean, that
Bowen.
Bowen is out. Yeah, he's been potting that for a while. I don't blame him. I mean, I think we all thought that he should have been gone.
BT and Sal on the fan. Back to the calls here, 888-808-1019. Nimmo trade and the Giants stuff. Johnny in Ocean, New Jersey on Nimmo. What's up, Johnny?
All right. First of all, I just heard you guys say that what they did was a smart move by trading Nimmo. I just want to ask you one thing. Since Stearns has been here, what one trade or move has he made that has been good? And don't say Soto, because that was all Alex Cohen, and I still don't like that.
I got one for you. I mean, first of all, the first I'm going to give you a couple. Now, he's probably about a C in my book so far, but there's been some good ones. He got Iglesias to a minor league contract. That's one of the reasons he made the playoffs 2 years ago. He signed Manaea, who was phenomenal the final 20 starts. He's done some stuff.
What did Manaea do last year?
I didn't see. He was hurt, man. Johnny got hurt,
Johnny, instead of rehashing Stearns' two-year history, why don't you tell us why you think it's a bad trade?
First of all, you signed a 35-year-old to play second base, right? You have Lindor was 33 years old. If you put Pete at first, he's 31 years old. You just agreed to the entire infield. I don't care if you're saying it's a better defensive infield. It's not.
No, it is, actually.
Johnny.
It is. Do you know anything about Simeon? If not, we'll educate you. But do you know anything about
him?
Okay.
I've seen him play. I've seen him play, and I've seen Nimmo play, and I think Nimmo moving Nimmo was the worst move. Did you hear the Juan Samuel trade?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I mean, listen, unless Nimmo starts taking steroids like Lenny, it's not going to be the same thing. I saw that on social media last night.
Are you guys
that
out of your
no
mind?
That makes no sense, Johnny.
Okay, well, can you actually make a good one? Because so far what you've said, have I heard anything as to...
Do you think the Mets are better today?
Yes, I do.
I absolutely do.
How
are they better
today?
How are they better today?
Johnny, I'll explain it to you if you want to listen for a second. So you know about Semien. Do you know what he did defensively a year ago?
What a gold glove.
Correct. So now they have a gold glove second baseman, an actual second baseman, who's a proven offensive player. Even on the decline, he still has some potential offensively, but now they have a second baseman, an elite-level defensive second baseman, and they free themselves up in the outfield to get better than what Brandon Nimmo was.
All right, who are they going to sign?
Oh, maybe Bellinger, maybe Tucker, who knows? Maybe they trade for somebody else.
They're not going to sign. You know Cole will never sign Tucker.
Why not?
Why do you say that, Johnny? He just got Soto.
You think he's going to give up a $400 million contract?
Maybe.
Over $400 million.
Just gave up $800.
Maybe.
All right. And how did we address the pitching?
Oh, my God.
It's November 20, whatever.
Johnny, you got to get – Johnny, and thank you for the call. You got to get a clue and then get back to us. Maybe by December. Maybe by the time the Mets add a pitcher, you can find a way to get a clue. I'm fine if you don't like the trade. I'm fine with that. Now, I vehemently disagree with it, but if you don't like the trade, give me your reasons why. Not,
well, who are they going to get? Well, they didn't even get a pitcher yet.
It's not. The offseason just getting started here.
It just started. Listen, and again, I know you get this. I get this. I'm going to say it once more. Those who are really disappointed in the trade, I think a lot of that is coming from sentiment, which we all get. But, guys, you want to win, dude. You want to win. So I would say this. As I evaluate the trade, which I love for the Mets, and I loved it as soon as I saw it, right, some of that is based on what actually literally transpired yesterday, but also what my anticipation and expectations are the next couple of moves. And I'm pretty confident the Mets are coming to rattle the cage this offseason, as you and I have said for months.
Exactly.
If not
right.
years, actually.
This is not a one-off. First of all, getting rid of Brandon Nimmo, which sounds harsh because I understand how nice of a guy he was, and everybody loved him. And all kidding aside, I liked him too. But I like winning baseball games more. And you can't let that sentiment get in the way of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Practical thinking. Moving on from Nimmo, period, regardless of what you get back, would have been the right move to make the ball club better. Because you're going to replace him. Like, you're not just going to show up without a left fielder. Who are they going to get? Who are they going to get? They're going to get somebody. They're trying to win. Steve Cohen has told you that. Why you wouldn't trust Cohen and Stearns is beyond me. It doesn't mean that Stearns is going to make great moves, but they're going to be aggressive. So moving on from Nimmo, who was a, and I'm going to say this, not like limited player. That's saying it kindly. You move on from Nimmo, who you had a 5-year commitment. What was it? 6 years?
Five years. And you gave him $5 million, and then right. You know, obviously.
5-year commitment to left. And it wasn't expensive, like the $20 million per.
No.
But he's
if he was still the same player, it was a good deal.
He's a player that's going the wrong way and doesn't have a position. He's not a good outfielder. It was a log jam. He was clogging what the Mets can do up. So moving on from him, period, was going to be a plus for the ball club. In addition, okay, would you have signed Semien to the deal that he's on? No, you probably wouldn't have. But at least you made the commitment shorter in terms of now a 3-year commitment.
Correct.
Plus, you're making second base better. You've eliminated one problem in left field. And you got a position better in second base. Now, you could say, well, they could do better than Semien. Look around the leagues at some of the top second basemen. I don't even want Jazz, and he puts up monster numbers. Gleyber Torres, the Yankees couldn't wait to get rid of him. He puts up big numbers for a second baseman. So I'm not looking at the offense. I'm going to look at what Semien is overall with the potential of the offense and the floor and the elite-level gold glove. So you upgrade in one trade, you upgraded second base and upgraded the outfield possibilities.
And you get rid of a player who was not nearly on base at the rate that he once was, which was his best characteristic. I mean, the last 2 years, he's on base 32% of the time. I mean, that's not good. Not when you're making that money. I would guess, and I would put money on this, that on opening day, the Mets have, you want to look at OPS, you want to be in one of the nice measurement there, whomever is the opening day left fielder for the Mets, the starter, they're going to have a significantly higher OPS than Nimmo has had the last couple of years, or be an elite defender, contact hitter like Juan. Whomever's there will be better.
Bingo. They're going to be better in at least some aspects, maybe all aspects of it. Mitch is calling from Queens. What's up, Mitch?
Mitch.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm back on the Giants. That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two things. First, I want to say to Sal, decaf coffee. It will add many years to your life.
He doesn't drink coffee. Yeah. I'm the one who sips coffee during the... He's never had coffee in his life.
No coffee at
drink
all.
Drink it.
Then I have no other advice for you.
Mitch, imagine if he was coming up on Wall Street in the 80s doing coke. I mean, he'd be out of his mind, yeah, this guy.
I was in Wall Street in the 80s. I know.
Oh, God.
So basically, you know, I build companies. And the Giants and even the Jets, the classic problem I see is that they don't know what the problem is, right? And we needed a quarterback. Daniel Jones, a savior. Dable is going to come in. He's going to coach me. He's the savior. Daniel Jones, he's the problem. Dable, he's the problem. But don't worry, because we have our defense. Defense is going to save us. Now they're the savior. Now they're the problem. And I think it's textbook not knowing what the real problem is. And the only constant over all these long years that we've suffered is the ownership. That is the only constant. And so as I see the problem, and we're never going to have another team, right? We're going to be like Dallas, right? We're going to be like the Jets, who consistently struggle, have great players, but it never gels. It never comes together. And that's because it's not coming from the top, you know? And I think that's what the issue is. Now we see the Mets, right, the owner, he's really involved. That's going to gel, there's no doubt about it. Yankees, not so, right? Great players, but they're not gelling. They're not coming together.
Yeah, but hold on. But one thing, Mitch, you can't, yeah. And I'm with you on the Mets. I'm bullish on the Mets as well. You can't sit here and say that the Mets are gelling when they won 83 games and didn't even make the playoffs. And the Yankees, you know, won 94 and won a round. And they're not gelling. They're not perfect, but that's not fair.
No, I'm saying they have ownership. Right, they have ownership that's really, really working to make a winning team and looking to make changes and open to ideas. It's the ownership is what I'm saying. It's not necessarily the team, right? And so I think that the Giants, we don't know what the problem is. Now we get rid of the defensive coach. Now we need a new head coach. Now we got to bring in a new general manager. I don't know if those are the problems.
The good news is you don't need a quarterback, Mitch. That's the good news.
Yes, I agree with you, but we felt the same way about Daniel Jones.
Not like
right?
this.
And so, I agree with you. He's great, we started to use him incorrectly.
Yeah.
Right now, there's a difference between having a scrambling quarterback and having a running quarterback. I do not believe in this league you can have a running quarterback. You can't design plays around the quarterback running. It's just too dangerous, and we're seeing that now. Having a scrambling quarterback is great, because what are you going to do?
You
can't hold
one.
Someone in.
As a matter of fact, you need a scrambling quarterback in today's NFL.
Absolutely, Sal, 100%. And so once we start designing plays, right, around the quarterback, He could be hurt. We don't know what's going on. You know, and that's the other thing is we really don't know the health of these players, right? And especially Daniel Dart, which is so critical right now. And you know, if you have a great quarterback, absolutely. Yeah. But I really don't think we can play him the same way we're playing him, right? But I do think that we really don't know what the problem is. And yes, we have a great quarterback. Beautiful. We have actually a great backup quarterback, too. I mean, how often does that happen?
That's
if we can
true.
Keep
but also,
right?
Mitch.
Come on, listen.
Mitch, it seems like you need some decaf, and we appreciate the call.
Going.
And
Mitch was going.
Love it.
Mitch
Good
was
call.
On a roll.
We appreciate the passion and you taking the time to call here. I need to see what Kafka and Dart can do together. I'm very curious to see what that offense will look like. I'm assuming Dart's going to be cleared. Now, maybe it's a big assumption. We shouldn't make that, but I would assume by Monday night.
I would think so.
Well, if he was close this week.
I would think so.
And then that's an evaluation that can take place from the ownership stuff. And you're talking about, well, that's the one constant. Well, also with that, we need to wait and see what happens over the course of the next several months here as it pertains to the health of Mr. Mara. We don't know. So he's been the one guy who's been making the football decisions for a very long time. Let's just see what happens over the course of the next... Hopefully, God willing, he gets better and everything is okay. And
absolutely.
Then we can go from there. But even that right now, I would say, is uncertain what's going on.
Yeah, and listen, if you guys are new to the show or you didn't hear it, you know, there's just a level of sensitivity from this show, from the station, for that situation. So it is what it is. We know that. Obviously, I agree with what Sal just said, the other stuff about the Giants ownership. But Mitch was a good call, really good call. But it was really a massive contradiction because he said a million times, we don't know what the problem is. But then he talked about ownership. And that has been a bit of a thread here that the Giants obviously need to sort through, as we obviously know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.